This is light to guide our feet, the 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I call your attention to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. The reading begins at verse 8. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. The reading begins at verse 8. Also at the same time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great congregation, from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of Egypt. And in the 8th day, they made a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days and the feast 7 days. And on the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people away into their tents, glad and merry in heart for the goodness that the Lord had showed unto David and to Solomon and to Israel his people. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 8 through 16. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 8 through 16. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our attention for this service is to be focused on 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 16. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 16, which reads thusly, "For now," well, not 16, let's go back to 15. "Now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place." Let's focus once again, not on verse 16, but on verse 15. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 15. "Now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place." Let's use as a subject prayer in the sanctuary. Prayer in the sanctuary. Prayer in the sanctuary. That's our topic, is our theme. It is indeed our subject. Most of you, as I, have long known and heard the famous passage from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, which passage is contained in verses 13, 14, primarily. Actually, most people know 13 and 14 more than others, and you can quote it by heart. Most of you know the passage which says, If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. You've heard that preached, you've heard it read, you've heard it taught, and no doubt you've taught it, perhaps you've preached it, perhaps you have recited it often as a Bible verse. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." I, as many of you, have recited, preached, and thought on 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 many times. But a few years ago, I came to the realization and knowledge of the next verse, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 15. You see, we know verse 14 so well, but I have been amazed and shocked by what I found in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 15, which reads, "Now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place." Now that gets me, my friend. He's talking about the holy place, the temple, the sanctuary. He's talking about that place where we go to offer unto God our tithes, our offerings, our sacrifices. And he makes this great proclamation. He, meaning God, God says, "Now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. I extrapolate from that, my friends, that there is something special about prayer that is made in the sanctuary. Why? Because he promises Solomon and says, now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. God's eyes are open, and his ears are attent to the prayer that is made in the sanctuary. His eyes are open, and his ears are attent unto the prayer that is made in the sanctuary. That's one reason why you ought to go to church. People say, well, going to church is all right, but I don't have to go to church to serve God. But God told Solomon, now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. What place are you talking about, Reverend? Well, let's look back then to what we read earlier. Let's look at verse 11 of 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prosperously effected. And God is speaking here of the house of the Lord. And what does God say about the house of the Lord? He says, now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. You want to make sure that God is listening to your prayer? Go to the house of the Lord. Now, there are people who will say, well, that's not necessary. God can hear you anywhere. And God can and often does. But God specifically promises, in his own words, in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 15, now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. God altogether takes note. His eyes are open, and his ears are attent. That reaches my heart. His ears are attent unto the prayer that is made in the holy place. When I pray in the church, to me it is prayer that is greater in method than the prayer prayed anywhere else, because the church is the sanctuary. The church is the holy place. The church is that place about which God spoke when he told Solomon in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 15, now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Perhaps I'm not sufficiently driving this home to you, but I want you to meditate on this. I want you to meditate on 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 15. And particularly when you have things going on in your life and you need to get a prayer through to Almighty God, and it just seems to you that you're not reaching God, find yourself a sanctuary, that is, a church. Come into the sanctuary of God. Go up to the altar as far as they allow you to go. Kneel on your knees and pray and pray and pray. Hannah got a prophet out of prayer. And I could tell you that many others got many great things out of prayer. And I can tell you again, as you can read for yourself, in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 15, God himself has promised that now mine eyes shall be opened and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. What more do we need him to say? He's promising that he is going to see and hear attentively the prayer that is made in the holy place. Well, Reverend, why can't he hear me somewhere else? Well, it is not impossible. He does hear, but there are some factors that we won't go into right now, but I could propose some factors that would, I believe, lead you to understand why your chance of getting a prayer through is more than likely greater in the sanctuary than out in some other place. And God says here, and this you have his promise, now mine eyes shall be opened and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. This is 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 15. Father God, thank you for the sanctuary. Thank you for this service which is originating in the sanctuary. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Hear my prayer. Grant my petitions. These I make in the sanctuary right now. Bless this ministry. Bless it abundantly and use it wherever man is found to your great glory and to the great good of your economy. In Jesus' name I pray. For Father God, you promised Solomon by saying, now mine eyes shall be opened and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. And I make this prayer in the sanctuary, in the sanctuary, in the sanctuary, in the holy place, in the holy place. I ask your blessings here in the sanctuary. I ask your blessings here in the holy place, for you promised now mine eyes shall be opened and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Father God, my prayer is made in this sanctuary, this place, this sanctuary. Cause thine eyes to be open and thine ears to be attent to my prayer. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Blessed Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Amen, amen, and amen. This is Pastor Clarence William Page, and you have been listening to Light to Guide Our Feet, the 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church.